The American Republic, Chapter 2, Section 3, Spain in America. Would you like to visit a place described in the following way? A river stretched 2 leagues wide, in which there were fishes as big as horses. The lord of the country took his afternoon nap under a great tree on which were hung a great number of little gold bells. The jugs and bowls were made of gold. It was a land rich in gold, silver, and other wealth, great cities, and civilized people wearing woolen clothes. Spanish conquistadors. Stories of gold, silver, and kingdoms, wealthy beyond belief, greeted the early Spanish explorers in the Americas. The reports led them far and wide in search of fabulous riches. Known as conquistadors, these explorers received grants from the Spanish rulers. They had the right to explore and establish settlements in the Americas. In exchange, they agreed to give the Spanish crown 1/5 of any gold or treasure discovered. This arrangement allowed Spanish rulers to launch expeditions with little risk. If a conquistador failed, he lost his own fortune. If he succeeded, both he and Spain gained wealth and glory. Cortes conquers the Aztec. When Hernan Cortes landed on the east coast of what we now know as Mexico in 1519, he was looking for gold and glory. He came with about 500 soldiers, some horses, and a few cannons. Cortes soon learned about the great Aztec Empire and its capital, Tenochtitlan. In building their empire, the Aztec had conquered many cities in Mexico. These cities were forced to give crops, clothing, gold, and precious stones to the Aztec as tribute. Cortes formed alliances with nearby cities against the Aztec. Cortes marched into Tenochtitlan in November with his small army and his Native American allies. The Aztec emperor, Montezuma, also spelled Moctezuma, welcomed Cortes and his soldiers and provided them with food and a fine palace. However, Cortes took advantage of the Aztec's hospitality and made Montezuma his prisoner. In the spring of 1520, the Aztec rebelled against the Spanish. During the fighting, Montezuma was hit by stones and later died. The battle lasted for days. Eventually, the Spanish were forced to leave Tenochtitlan. Cortes, however, was determined to retake the city. He waited until more Spanish troops arrived, then attacked and destroyed the Aztec capital in 1521. An Aztec poem describes the awful scene. Without roofs are the houses, and red are their walls with blood. Weep, my friends. Know that with these disasters, we have lost our Mexican nation. The Aztec Empire disintegrated, and Spain seized control of the region.